AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Treasury Department's watchdog has begun an audit of the federal payment system amid concerns about access given to Elon Musk's Doge team. Donna Warder has details.
The Inspector General's office says the audit will also review the payment system's transactions over the past 2 years as they relate to Musk's claims of alleged fraudulent payments. Democrats and federal employee unions have been pushing for transparency and accountability in Doge's activities under President Donald Trump. Billionaire Musk, who still controls Tesla, X, and SpaceX, claims he's been finding waste, fraud, and abuse while saving taxpayers money. But many of those claims are unsubstantiated, and there's a risk that Musk and his partners could profit off sensitive private information. Donna Warder, Washington.
Nearly 1,300 employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are being forced out under the Trump administration's move to get rid of all probationary employees. That's roughly 10% of the agency's workforce. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country wants security guarantees before any talks to end its war with Russia.
First of all, I don't want to meet just with Russians, just to meet for what? No, we see the order of meetings, as I said. The order is United States, Europe, then Russia. Be ready to this meeting.
Retail sales plunged in January, and dry weather's returned to Southern California, but Ed Donahue reports that atmospheric river made a mess.
Rain sent debris across roads, including the Pacific Coast Highway. A fire department vehicle was pushed into the ocean. The debris flow is coming from the wildfires. Jeremiah Small lives in Altadena.
We're trying to do our own personal assessment of risk and not get caught up in the hype train, but also not be, casual about it either.
He spoke to KABC. To the north, snow and ice contributed to major pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Pope Francis has been hospitalized to treat a week-long bout of bronchitis. Karen Chamas has details.
The Vatican said in a statement that Francis will undergo some necessary diagnostic tests at Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic and continue his ongoing treatment for bronchitis in the hospital.
Buongiorno.
Francis was diagnosed with bronchitis last Thursday, but he has continued to hold daily audiences in his Vatican hotel suite and preside over general audiences. He even presided at an outdoor mass last Sunday. He has, however, handed off his speeches for an aide to read aloud, saying he was having trouble breathing. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni describes Francis as serene, in good spirits, and reading newspapers. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.